Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Love Wins podcast show. My name is Neoclis Linos Koumidis. I am a 35-year-old male, and I live in Santa Cruz, California, where I've been living for the past 10 years. I started this show a few months ago under the name Nick the Greek Podcast Show, where we discuss worldwide matters on a daily basis, pretty much, so we can help the world be a better place and the children of this world live in a better world with peace, love, unity, and connection. So I changed the name recently because, you know, as I mentioned on last night's show, because, you know, I realized that, you know, if this show involves all of us as a whole on this whole planet, I had to change the name to something more, you know, general, you know, something that, includes everyone. Because to say is Nick the Greek Podcast Show, and I asked some friends to help me with the show because something I needed assistance with, and they were like, dude, it's Nick the Greek Podcast Show, you know, and they made a point because that shouldn't be the name of the podcast. The name of it should be Love Wins, because that's what this show is about. This show is about love. It's about us living in a better world with love, peace, unity, and connection, right? So I've done about 40 to 50 episodes under the Nick the Greek Podcast Show, but now the show is called Love Wins. You can find this show on Spotify. You can find the show on anchor.fm, which is the main platform that broadcasts this show 24 hours a day. You can find it on Spoon, Breaker, Podcast Addict, Podcast Guru, Google Podcasts, and also Applecast. These are all internet radio station platforms that broadcast this show 24 hours a day. So we're not going to have any guests today on the show. It's just going to be us, me, and you guys, the audience. And I'd like to mention that, you know, sometimes I stop and I do this show, like, you know, with the most professionalism as I can do it with. But tonight I have to work on my house, so I'm going to be kind of working on my house a little bit while we do the show, because this has to get done. Because, like, I don't know, man, just my house is kind of a mess right now. And, you know, who's going to listen to me when I can't even keep my house clean, right? So, I mean, most logical people would say, you know, his house might be a mess, but that guy's right. You know, we have to live in a world with peace, love, unity, and connection. And I'll tell you why, right? Which is the awarenesses that I came to when I was starting this show a few months ago. Okay, so the reason why we should be listening to this guy is because, number one, he's doing this. I am doing this because I want to help all of us as a whole live in a better world, right? But the main awarenesses that I'm talking about that I came to when I was starting this show was that, number one, is that we all human beings, if you're a human being and you're of this planet and you're on this planet right now, then you know, for right now, right? Anyway, excuse me. Then you know for sure that we're all of us human beings, we're all connected through energy, right? This is a real thing, right? And it's really weird, like I was saying on last night's show, that they don't teach this in the schools. This is something that should be taught in school. Now, I don't know, some of you guys may have heard about this in school, but I did not. Excuse me. I didn't learn about this in school. This is an awareness that I came to on my own, right? I realized that we're all connected through energy. And it's really important, you know, it's really important that they teach this in school, because I believe that if I learned this at a younger age, then maybe my life would have been better, I would have had a better childhood, man, if I knew. Because look, since they didn't teach this in school, I can honestly sit here and tell you that I've been in over, let's say what, like, I've been in about 500 fights in my life. I used to love to fight all the time, but I don't anymore, because I realized that if we're all connected through energy, then this energy should be moved in the most positive manner possible, right? Because number one, number one is the other awareness that I came to, which is that we're a progressive species, right? As human beings, everybody knows that as well. If you're an adult and you're a human being and you're of this planet, then you understand that we are a progressive species. Because no matter how bad you are at something, right? Like, there's always going to be somebody out there that's better at you. I mean, I'm sorry, better than you at something, right? But wherever level you're at, when you start doing that something, you're only going to get better at it, right? because that's how God made us. Whatever God is, right? That's how it made us. It made us to get better at stuff that we keep doing. So the thing is about us and the universe, though. Yeah, like, let's exclude God for a second, right? The thing is that the universe doesn't discriminate on the thing that you're doing specifically, right? So let's just pretend like there's only one person on this planet right now, right? Whatever level that person is at something that they're doing, whether it's good or bad, they're gonna get better at it. So if they are a person that just hates people, hates the world, loves violence, stuff like that, that person is only gonna get better at hating the world and loving violence, because that's how you're created, bro. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I don't mean to say bro, I gotta keep it professional. So what I'm saying is, and these are obvious things now to us adults that we're adults, but today's show is going to be PG-13 because I would like for the youth to hear this, because this is important. This is serious stuff, man. Like I said, they don't teach this in school. In school, I don't remember going to school and somebody telling me, look, bro, no matter what you do in life, whether it's good or bad, you're going to get better at it. Or look, bro, we're connected through energy. I don't remember nobody telling me that in school when I was a child. And that's really important that the kids learn this, because if they don't learn this at a young age and they all end up having 500 to 700 fights in their lives like I did, maybe they won't get lucky enough to be able to reform from that, because I feel like I did. And even though today I've been in a couple of arguments with people, I was able to not let them get violent, because I understand that. Even at this age, at 35 years old, I can only progress. Even at this age, to start being violent again and being more and more and more violent. And the other thing is that I was going to say a couple seconds ago is that we all know us adults that children's brains are like a sponge, right? So anything they pick up as kids, like anything they see around them, anything they're picking up, their brain is just drawing it in. Right, their brain is just drawing those experiences in. So if they're seeing people fight, then, excuse me,